Morning, this is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project here at King's Home on the 10th of March 2015. With me as usual I have my colleague John Thayers, and today I'm pleased to say we've been joined by Terry Fanadur. Morning, Terry.
Morning.
I wonder if we could start, Terry, by taking you back to your birth, and I presume that was in Samoa.
Yes, I was born in Samoa. My mum's village is Salimoa, and my dad's village is Solosolo. Now, we are on the mainland of Upolu. That's the main island. We're the capital of Samoa Apia. That's where I'm from. And I've just been any other normal kid in the island. You go down to the field and you see older kids run around with a rugby ball. And at the same time, you know, my dad was playing and all my uncles were playing. So cousins. So just going out to the field and just watching them play rugby.
So that's the earliest memories you have, is it, of running around with a rugby ball?
Definitely, I used to. Well, we didn't have rugby balls back then. For us kids, we used to use a stick, or you know, or we'll fold up a someone's t-shirt to make it into a ball. You know, we'll use anything we can get our hands on. But I remember I used to, when I was young, me and my younger cousins, we, when the team was doing a lap, just like when they do a lap just before the warm-up here in King's Home, we used to run behind the team, pretending that we're part of the team.
Yeah. Would that have been a village team?
Yes, that's our village team is Lotusoa, which is that's my mum's village. So back then they used to play for a log of wood, which is a Rafferty Shield back then, like the one in Auckland. And it was a, my memories were when we used to, when we won it, we will carry the log of wood from the next village next door to us where the field is. We will sing all the way home with the shield, and we'll, the supporters will carry the players on their shoulders and the shield. So yeah, no, we'll, us kids will be running the next to the team, and just, you know, it's basically a celebration, really.
Yeah. Mm. So the rugby players were your heroes from an early age?
Definitely. I remember my uncles were really, really talented players. So, and they played for our village team, and you know, to see them, basically, that's, you know, the way they tackled back then. it kind of, you know, it kind of stuck with me as I grew up.
Yeah. Was it one uncle in particular who?
Well, you know, I had a few uncles and they were playing, but you know, they were all talented players. You know, they were fearless, really. Yeah, that's probably the most thing that I would take away from that. They were fearless. They didn't really care who was in front of them, really, and whether they 7 foot or, you know, nah, they just whoever ran to them, you know, they'll attack. The way they attack was just, you know, been through them on the sideline. So yeah, no, it's something that stuck with me.
Yeah, well, it sounds as though it was bred into your genes.
Well, yeah, well, I kind of, you know, my older brothers, I, when my uncles and dad and them stopped playing, and then I was watching my older brothers, and one of my older brothers was, you know, he's not a very big guy, but it's just the way he plays the game. He won't take a backward step. The way he tackles and something that I wanted to replicate when I started playing. So,
how many brothers did you have?
I have five brothers and three sisters.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. And are you the youngest of the brothers?
No, I'm in the middle. I have a younger brother and two younger sisters. Yeah. And all the rest are older than me.
Yeah. Mm. Did all your brothers play rugby?
Not all. Only my youngest brother and my two other older brothers played, but not really, except for the one that I'm telling you about. I used to watch when he was at secondary school, playing for the first 15 team back in Auckland, and he was I thought he'll, you know, go a long way in his rugby career, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But it's just the way he played the game.
Yeah.
Didn't leave anything on the field when he walked off.
I suppose having this conversation 3 days after the first Gloucester ladies game at King's Home, did your sisters play rugby as well?
No, they didn't actually. Back then, rugby wasn't very, very big for girls. And so they didn't really, my sisters weren't very sporty. They were like, into looking after mum and dad at the time, so they didn't really get into sports.
Yeah. So when you was it at school that you first got to playing rugby in a more formal way and with a proper ball?
Yes, it was. It was primary school. Primary school back in Mount Royal School in Auckland when I first arrived, and I went to Maywood Primary and. Yeah, we had jerseys, we had kit. Well, we didn't have any boots because we didn't play boots then at primary school level. But we actually had a ball, which was...
So your family had moved to Auckland?
Yes, we moved to Auckland when I was 12 years old. But funny enough, I didn't start off as a rugby player. I started off as a rugby league player. Due to the fact that my best friend was a league player at the time, and we didn't have a car. We used to walk to training. My younger brother and my younger cousin that was living with us at the time, and we were asked to join. So went along, and I played rugby league at the when I first went up.
So what caused you to switch to union?
I switched to union because we were living in Mount Royal School in Auckland, and then I played for Marist Rugby League. It's not until my third form year we moved to South Auckland, to Mangere, and that's where I went to Otago College as a third former, and that's where I saw my older brother playing for the first 15 team rugby.
Yeah. So what age were you then?
I was 13, I think, at the time. And when I saw him play, I said, that's what I want. So I started playing for our fourth grade. Going back at the time, I was probably the youngest player that made our first 15. At the time, first 15 rugby, it was just in... a privilege and an honour to put on a jersey and to play first 15 rugby back, because there was a lot of history behind the first 15 rugby game back in Auckland at the time. Even though we didn't have we struggled with grammars, Auckland Grammars or St. Peter's or the big schools, Kelston Boys, but we had a close-knit team, and we would we'll hold our end, really.